I'm William Smith, and I started there in October 1967 until February of 1993.
Donald E. Milner, I started in 1959. I left in 1994.
My first name is Paul. My last name is MacDonald. I worked in the Gorham Company from the mid-60s up until the late 70s. They made tea sets, waiters that they call me, you know, the trays.
Teaspoons, place spoons, place forks, salad forks.
Bronze plaques and statues.
Independent Man on the top of our dome was cast and made in the Gorham Foundry. When you had Gorham, you had the best. I was a maintenance machinist at the Gorham Company. A lot of the equipment in Gorham was made by Gorham. They were all specialized presses and drop hammers and things like that.
I worked in a machine shop in the foundry. We made cremation urns. We would get flat stock. We would cut it and draw it up, to fold it up to make an urn. And then I would silver solder it, the edges, okay? And then we would take it over, we would solder in the where we're going to put the feet, and then we would drill it and tap it, tap, 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 so we'd be able to hitch the feet to the cremation urn. And then we would take it over for the grinder machine, which I would grind it, make it nice and smooth. One urn would take you maybe an hour and a half. I would do about 20 a day.
On the drop presses, I would set up the machine and then run the machine and actually form the blanks into various different spoons, forks, and knives. And you would place this on top of a die, it was called. And the die was shaped like a spoon. The machine would just form it together by dropping and, you know, hitting it together. It was just like a thud.
Boom,
thud.
Boom, boom, boom.
Like something
boom,
dropping.
Boom, boom, boom.
Kaboom, 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 kaboom. And they would sound like small hand grenades going off if you were in the military.
Bum, 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 bum. And you're hearing this all day long. All day long. If you didn't pay attention and you didn't have your mind in the right place, you could get hurt.
With build work, that was a dangerous job. A lot of people got hurt.
And I've seen people get hurt.
When I first walked in that door, they showed us one job and you would take a spoon and you put it in a die. Boom! So they asked me, you want to work there? I looked at these. I said, no. I made sure I kept my hands.
There were many operators. We used to call them three fingers, you know, because they always had one or two fingers missing.
Well, people losing their fingers. This one particular day, the guy who got hurt ran by me, and all I saw was blood. I went to the boss's office. And I said, I'm going home today. And he looked at me. He goes, no problem.
We had many eye injuries, flying silver. We even had someone who was working on the drop press. I set the dies, he dropped the press, and the blank flew out and stabbed him in the belly. And they were so stunned by that had happened, and this is true. The foreman came over and said, what is going on? He put another blank in there and he got stabbed.
We used to have what they call a 25-year club. Once you were there after 25 years, you went out, they had barrels of beer, they had all the best food you could ever want, and it was a great day. It was a great day. And with the 25 years, you'd get a silver bowl. I mean, not plate, silver. I still have mine.
Everything I have, I really owe to either the union or the Gorham Company, because it gave me a great opportunity. It let me put down some roots. I raised my family with the Gorham Pay.
I did have a lot of fun. I had made a lot of friends.
I'd never mind getting up in the morning and going to any job I ever had. It was a great company to work for. The union was good. The people you worked with were good. And I don't see too many companies like that today.
The strike they had in 1975 was a very, very difficult strike.
It was worse than difficult. I knew one guy, he lost his life over it. He committed suicide.
We struck over that issue as to whether a worker could go with his work or not. And that was, I hate to say it, but it was the worst possible strike you could probably have. It actually caused a mortal blow to the company.
We used to make these bowls, and we sold them by the, not by the piece, by the ton we sold them. That's how big it was. We lost that completely.
And you know what? That was right at the particular time when places like Korea, Japan, all those Asian markets were beginning to make and manufacture stainless steel. In fact, I recall when they used to let the people from Japan and Korea come into the plant, and they would come in there, believe it or not, they'd have cameras, and they were taking pictures. And all of us workers, the dummies we were smiling at them, but they weren't taking pictures of us. They were taking pictures of our equipment. Our equipment, for the most part, was made in the Gorham Company. They couldn't go out and buy that, but we didn't realize it.
We moved from Providence to Smithfield in the mid-80s. All the operations went to a smaller building.
When Gorham's was up in Smithfield, the Gorham trade of making sterling flatware was slowly dying all over this country.
And that was the beginning of the end.
When I went to work in the machine shop, I never dreamed in my wildest dreams that I would ever become president of that union. And my last day, I went into my machine shop, pick up a few things, but I had a sport jacket on, a little briefcase, and all the guys began to hoot and holler and call me names. That was my last day at Gorham.
Well, it's just like you die and you're going to heaven. You know you're going to a better place. Paul was leaving the presidency, and I was vice president, so I immediately moved up. There was no way I could do two. I couldn't stay working and do the job that I was going to take over, and I didn't want to. So I went. I went over to personnel, and we drew up a leave of absence, and that was my last day of work. That was it.
I heard a rumor they're letting some management go. When it came down, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was called into personnel, and that's when they had everything waiting for me. You know, the severance package. They said, "Don't take it personal. It's economics." And I said, "That's easy for you to say. This is my life here. I gave 25 years of my life here." It felt horrible. I'm not too proud to say that I cried all the way home. When a factory starts up, like back in the day in Gorham, it builds a community. When you leave that environment and you're kind of tossed out the door, you kind of lose contact with them.
It took some of the best manufacturing jobs in the state when they left.
There'll never be another Gorham Company.